My name is Lorene Rayner. I am interviewing Mildred on the missing, on the grievance of her grandma. Mildred, do I have your permission to conduct this interview?
Yes.
Can you tell me about your grandma? What was she like?
My grandma was a very special person to me. She was a very special person. She was a God-fearing woman. And the qualities I liked about her was we were so much alike. I am her namesake. I was named after her. And even though I wasn't her real daughter, I felt like a daughter because I had so many of her qualities. And my brothers and sisters used to laugh because it's like, Mom and Dad knew what to name you. You got Mr. Hawkins' name because you just like her. But other than that, she was a very special person, very giving, kind, very smart also. And one thing I did admire about her, she showed a lot of love in the family and showed the family how to love one another and stay connected to God most of all.
What was some of the favorite foods that you would like that she would cook?
One that I can remember before her passing, I was over there with her for about two or three months before she passed away. I was staying with her around that time. So this particular night, she decides she wants to cook some neck bones and cornbread and some potatoes, and it was delicious. So I love that meal, and I still eat it to this day.
So what was your childhood like just growing up around your grandma? You know, how did she mentor you into the woman that you are today?
Growing up with grandma was like, oh, wow. There's so much I can say about her. First of all, I would like to state that she was a beautician. She was a stylist, a cosmetologist, and I admired a lot about her, the way she would work with her clients and her customers, and just the way she did everything. And she was very God-fearing, so she always put God within anything that she did. So it kind of taught me how to reverence God, and I also follow along in her footsteps as far as becoming a stylist and a cosmetologist too. But growing up, it was wonderful. Scary, but wonderful. The only reason why I say scary, because she was so God-fearing. It was like going around grandma, we really couldn't do anything, you know. So it was like anything we did, it was like, we about to get in trouble.
Yeah.
You better know the Lord.
Yes, I remember those times. Can you tell me about some of the hairstyles that she used to do that you thought was pretty nice looking?
One particular hairstyle was the wrap. Back in the day, she would set your hair, and she would wrap your hair while it was wet. And, you know, you thinking while it's wet, it might not turn out right, but, honey, when grandma got done with it, honey, you was wrapped. You was bouncing. Your hair was bouncing, and it was flowing. It was so pretty and shiny. And you would just think, like, wow, grandma, how did you get it to act that way? You know, because people think, you know, when your hair wet, it's going to be all poofy and everything. But one thing, that was one hairstyle I admired, the wrap set that she would give, and also the French roll.
What has helped you the most in her grief? Like, how do you move forward knowing that this was a special person that passed?
What helped me the most was just her loving spirit about herself, the way that she was. And I have to keep seeing how she reverenced God in her life. And during that time, like before she passed away and before she moved out of her home, I went to stay with her like 3 months prior before she moved out of her home. And during that time when I stayed with her, oh my God, I felt like I was in spiritual boot camp. So it was
she was very spiritual.
It's just how, you know, how she reverenced God so much. It was just like, man, I felt like she was passing the mantle on to me, and I didn't want to take it, but it was like, hey, you got to take it. You're next in line, and I don't know, but I kind of felt special during that time, because just in that little time when I was with her, those 3 months, I learned a lot from her that, you know, I could have learned in a lifetime. In such a small amount of time, I learned a lot from her and how to conduct myself as a lady and to go on, you know, no matter what you've been through in life, that she let me know that all that she had been through, that it could be done. Like, it was possible things could be done. Like, no matter what she was going through, just looking at her life and the way she lived her life encouraged me to know that I can make it also.
Can you give me a visual picture of your grandma? Was she classy, stylist, and how did she look?
She was a very classy lady. Very particular about herself. She was very, very classy woman. She loved to wear hats and the long fur coats. hey, grandma had it going on. And but one thing, again, I must say, how she reverenced God and she lived her life. You know, the way she lived her life. She was really a God-fearing woman. And I think that played a lot in her life, you know. But she was a very classy woman, you know.
I knew she loved shoes and wigs.
Yes, and also, I think by her being a stylist, it's just something about being a stylist. Like, any stylist or beautician, they always got this little swag about themselves. So it's like, you can, well, for me, you know, that I'm in the business now, it's kind of like, you know, when you see a person, you can kind of tell, like, oh, they must be a stylist or a beautician or a barber, because they got this certain type of swag about themselves. But yeah, she was a very classy lady, very, very sweet woman. But even though she was sweet, she did have her sides where, you know, hey, grandma gonna tell you like it is, and she was very down to earth, and she gonna tell you like it is whether you liked it or not. And I love how she always, like, even though you might not like what she said, but she told the truth in everything. And, you know, every now and then you do need somebody in your life that's gonna tell you the truth about yourself every now and then. That's what I love about grandma, because she's very down to earth, and no matter if you didn't like it or not, hey, she gonna say what she gotta say, and hey, you just take heed and run with it.
Can you tell me one thing that she said to you that you kind of like can smile at it, but you knew she was right, but you couldn't believe grandma said that?
Okay, so
maybe about dating. Did she teach you about that?
Yeah, so I have to go to the dating scene of my life. So it was this one particular guy I was dating at the time, and I liked him. Of course, you know, they say love is blind or whatever you want to say, but I was all in love, young, and hey, he was my sweetheart or whatever, but grandma didn't see it like that. So one day in particular, I was just walking in her bedroom, and we were on the subject, like, of dating and, you know, like particular guys I should talk to and things like that. And she just yelled out one day and said, you could do better. I'm like, what you mean, girl? so right then when she said that, it kind of did something to me, because I knew in my heart that he wasn't right for me, but yet and still I still wanted to continue to talk to him, continue to date him. But at the same time, for it to come from my grandma and for her to say that he wasn't right for me, that really stuck with my spirit. Like, hey, you know he's not right for you, so you need to move on, try to get something better. And I don't know, them words still ring in my ears.
But how old was your grandma?
Well, she was 74 when she passed, I believe.
And was she married?
Yes, she was married. What was it, 38, 39 years? To my awesome granddad, JT.
Well, it sounds like you were very close to your grandma. I know it hurts, and it feels like when your grandma passed away, no one could replace her. So this is the ending of my interview with my sister, Mildred. She is 39 years old, and we are in the home, in my home in Indianapolis, Indiana. Thanks. Bye.